but don't love simplicity. He says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? You know, or you're like, I want to go to a church where they just kind of give me a Psalm 23 type sermon for 24 weeks or whatever. You know, just give me, just encourage me. No, why don't you attend a church where they actually teach you doctrine? They go down deep into doctrine. They teach you the depths of the Word of God. And they transform you from being simple-minded to being wise. Don't love simplicity. Now, look, I love the simplicity of salvation, but I also love the complexity of the other doctrines found in the Word of God. Amen. Like, oh, I don't really like complexity, so I'm just going to stay away from the book of Revelation. I'm just going to stay away from the book of Daniel. It's too complex. It's too crazy. It's too elaborate. There's too much in there. Well, you know, don't be simple-minded concerning the book of Revelation, especially in the day and age in which we live, amen? We need to know what's going on. We need to read the Word of God, and you know, we need to understand, have an understanding of the times, you understand? And so, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? So, the simple one is actually coupled with the scorner and the fool. Now, they're not all the same, but they do share some of the same characteristics. Because the fool hates wisdom. But here's the thing. He knows wisdom. He just hates it. You understand? The scorner knows wisdom, and he laughs at it. He knows what the Bible says, but he scorns at it. He laughs at it. He mocks it. The simple one doesn't know knowledge, doesn't have prudence, doesn't have wisdom. And here's the kicker. All three of these are going to suffer the same consequences. So even though the simple guy is noble, maybe he has a good heart, maybe he has the right intentions, he's going to suffer the same consequences as the fool and as the scorner because he is absent, he has a deficit of knowledge. He will suffer the same consequences regardless of his intentions. Okay? So the goal should be not to love simplicity. If you understand that you're simple-minded today, hey, there's your first step into moving on to knowledge and wisdom and prudence. He says in verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Now, what does this insinuate? It insinuates that you don't have to remain simple-minded.